ProgressiveCoVision.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday, the 16th of March, 2012.
It's moving fast.
It is, and it's very warm in the state of Minnesota. We have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. You know what's really interesting, folks, is I'm not going after you, dude. You should start calling him Chili Jake.
Chili?
Yeah.
Chili,
yesterday?
Chili.
You were chilling, weren't you?
Oh, that was very chilly.
Chilling, yeah.
With short sleeve shirt on, no coat.
We're getting requests chili from people, and we just found out that one individual basically threw a fleece out there and asked him who he should interview, and it was Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Must have some wise listeners.
I think so. I think it's real impotent.
Yes,
it that
is.
They listen to us well-educated.
Yeah. While their men flee from real issues, Sons of Liberty stay put.
Yeah, we sure do.
Don't flee!
Just stop, flee! Men. Don't flee. You know what's interesting with that is the first thing that came to mind was, you know how they train horses, folks, for war? What they'll do is they'll actually take the horse and put him over the fire. I'm not kidding you. I kid you negative. They put the horse over the fire to condition the horse for battle.
Mm-hmm. Endure pain.
What? I mean, leather tummy.
That's right.
Leather. Probably make popcorn in there or something.
Could.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what.
That really is true. I'm not kidding you.
If I was to go to war, I could tell you which horse I'd want.
Huh?
Leather tummy.
Mr. Leather Tummy.
That's right.
Yeah.
The other horse would flee the battle and leave me sitting on the ground.
Yeah. Speaking of tummies, you know what you do if you get stuck inside of an elephant? You run around until you get all pooped out. Oh, that was bad. That was bad. I'm so sorry, folks. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate.
Nice job.
The conservatives that the Jake's over here. Here, one more thing.
I finally got it.
Let me go back to my eighth grade days, okay? I worked at Perkins in Brooklyn Center in the state of Minnesota. And I remember it was 4 o'clock in the morning and I was dead tired. I was a dishwasher.
Ooh.
And a guy said to me, he goes, "Here, let me tell you a joke, Bradley." And I'm expecting whatever I was expecting at that age. And he said, So why did the monkey fall out of the tree?" And I said, "Why?" No, I'm not kidding you, dude. You know what he said? He said, "Because he was dead." And when he said that, I was so slap happy at that time. I laughed and I laughed. I'll never forget that. I don't know why, but I just, it was so stupid, so stupidly bad.
Makes sense.
It was great. It was totally great, especially when you're really tired at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're an eighth grader. Is that why you're laughing, Jake?
I'm laughing. I'm really tired.
A mental level of eighth grader.
I haven't moved past that. You know, I think it's safe to be a child. Just stay in eighth grade.
It really is. We can learn a lot more from children on a serious note than we can from these supposed grown-up adults.
The more I learn about this world, the more depressed I get.
Yeah.
The more I want to be in eighth grade and just forget it.
And the more righteous trouble you get into, you see more of why we're here, because there's very few out there that were or are willing to fight for who we are today.
You know, and if they would have just
on a national level, folks, America better come together and get it right, because your conservative leaders are not the leaders they portray themselves to be. I can tell you that. Not all of them, but a good portion of them, man.
No, for one thing,
we were talking to a national individual today in the media today, and Jake just started listing off a bunch of names. He said, "Keep going." No, folks, names that you know. Keep going. Just keep going. These guys are pushovers. They're two-faced. They're spineless. They won't do it. That's what he's telling us. Just keep going on. Just keep going on.
They have no
courage. Nope, they have no courage. They won't hit the topics that need to be hit. Why are we where we're at today? I mean, it's a pretty sick state, folks. What were you going to say, Jake? Sorry about that. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Leadership.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. I did not mean to cut you off.
The monkey fell on a tree because he's dead?
Yes. Wow.
So going back, we're just full of jokes this morning, or this afternoon. Wow. I need to wake up. What I was going to say is that at particular times in society, all men would have to do is just stand. It wouldn't have to be like they were courageous or bold. Mm-hmm. Just stand and don't tolerate what was happening. But because of that toleration, because men have had other things to do, they're not ice fishing anymore, by the way, I saw before the house.
You sure about that? Well, maybe
but I did see
in.
This weekend a golf cart out on the ice. Just, you know, getting the, he's like a fiend. I gotta go fishing.
Yeah, maybe he fell in.
You know, nothing else is going. He might have because his cart was there.
Jake, can I rewind a little bit?
But the fact
you
of
said
just
that
standing.
You're trying to wake up. You haven't woke up today. I've been trying to tell you that for years, dude.
You know, in my dream, I had a dream.
Okay.
And I think I'm still dreaming.
Okay.
I'm dreaming I actually get to do a show with Bradley Dean. That's my dream.
Well, we're gonna put that. You know what it's been to me?
What?
It's been a dream to you, but a nightmare to me.
Oh.
And I'm tired of
so
it.
You're
I'm
going
to ask my
still?
Wife to throw some cold water on my face and
wake you up quick.
Now, folks, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go on my Facebook, please do, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, again, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do give us a call, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Huh. Is it?
30?
Is it, Jake?
That must be 30.
Is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Hey, just a real quick side note. Did you hear about Obama? Joe Arpaio or whatever is Arpaio? The guy out of Arizona, he's going after him. His investigator's coming forth now. It's all over the news.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's birth certificate, it's fraudulent. Layered.
What we've always known.
Yep, but...
But nobody had the courage to bring it up.
But there is those that have courage to bring it up, and it's a good thing. Yeah, Bradley and Jake, we'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jacob Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement. and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, I made a grave error on the first segment. It's Friday, not Thursday. Sorry. I got to wake up, too. Yeah, this is.
And speaking of Friday,
it's a travesty.
Friday is Column Friday by Bradley Dean. You can go to WND.com. The newest column.
Every day is Column Day on Bradley Dean. Whether I wrote it or not.
It's true. Well, this one you happen to write. It's on our Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the Facebook icon. Like us as friends, folks. You guys have been liking every single day consistently. There's a handful of folks signing up again. The Real Hate Group. Now, this is all about those organizations that would list others as hate groups. And what we obviously what we've known is they go and find those that are traditional, conservative, Judeo-Christian-minded people. They find all those lists of the most popular people, and then they list them on their hate group.
Not popular, effective.
Effective as well. Effective. I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
Effective.
Because what they're afraid of with me is the fact that I look like Elvis Presley, and they're afraid that I'm going to win more people over.
That's right.
Than
those
ugly
liberals.
They keep trying to create me out to be something that I'm not. You know, one of the things
like
I was
women.
Saying, too, is these people that are attacking me right now, which they are. I've got my fourth death threat over the last 2 days here, literally, folks, by these loving, tolerant
That's
homosexual
right.
communities.
Open-minded.
And I told the guys today, I said, isn't it interesting that the homosexuals, they like to basically tag their little trains to the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
I said, they act more like the KKK than they do those that advocate the civil rights movement.
That's exactly right.
Isn't that something? And
they set their little hound dogs on
you. They certainly do. And let me tell you what, folks, I just want to tell everybody out there that has prosecuted or persecuted or attacked my ministry over the last 3 days, I just want to tell you thank you very much for sending hundreds of thousands of people to my website to find out that you are an absolute liar that you are.
Yep.
And that's what people do find out.
That's
for the most part.
It proves the point. It proves it perfectly. And on the column, again, go to WND.com. It's on the front page there. The Bradley Dean column is called Who's the Real Hate Group? It's called The Real Hate Group.
It's actually really cool.
It is. And the video is very good, too. And you
we'll
want
do
to
that
like
one
that and
Monday.
Send it to your friends as
we'll
well.
Talk about that one Monday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it really is. It's really what they're saying when they tag people as haters. They're really saying to the American people at large, these are the ones that are most effective, and these are the ones that we're terrified of more than anybody else.
And these are the ones
when
we hate.
In fact, these haters that they call moi, such as Bradley Dean, it's interesting that we have the law on our side, yet they don't. And I'm trying to figure out who loves their country more when they're asking to assert the laws of the land. And I'm not being facetious, of course. So it's absolutely...
They love people so much. This is how tolerant and open-minded they are.
What's the, she's got some folks. One of our producers has got some text up on the screen for us, and it says, a senator was turned out of a restaurant for his traditional marriage stance.
That sounds loving and open-minded.
You know
tolerant,
what, folks?
Doesn't it?
You really got to come to the point where you say, I don't care.
The civil rights movement, as a matter of fact, that reminds me of when a white store owner would refuse service to a black person into his restaurant. Same thing he just did because he believes that a man should be married to a woman.
It shows you how subverted and condemned they are of self. Yeah. A governor was refused a haircut for the same reason.
A haircut?
Well, can I ask you a question?
That industry is
how many people actually cut hair? Now, don't get offended at me if you're straight, okay? But how many people actually cut hair? Well, what do they call them in a salon, though? Beauticians.
Beautician,
okay,
yeah.
They're beauticians, but let me ask the question. How many are actually straight?
Yeah.
I mean, if you closed your eyes, you're trying to figure out if you're talking to a hermaphrodite or something. You don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was very shocking because I enjoyed cutting hair back in Teen Challenge when I was there.
Jake,
because
my
barbers.
Gosh, dude.
Then all of a sudden.
You don't shoot yourself on the foot.
No, there's plenty of barbers. Barbers are straight. They have
balls
cuts.
Okay,
you know
get
what
you.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
You're saying in a positive.
Of course.
A thumbs up.
Yes.
Okay.
So then all of a sudden it shocked me to find out that the beauty schools were infiltrated by homosexuals.
It's pretty bizarre.
A lot of things are bizarre to me. Again, I grew up in a small town, very protected, good family. And I'll tell you what,
really,
it's shocking. It's shocking and ridiculous. A person shouldn't have to find out what I'm finding out being from a small town.
As we grow in this persecution,
mm-hmm.
we're finding out more and more as to what is effective and what is not. Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier on the first segment, the more we're persecuted and the more we go up, per se, and in communication with even to a higher level of nationals, I'm talking top-notch nationals, folks, first and second and third place, tiers, that they're, for the most part, ineffective because they're being controlled. Because it's not their platform, it's someone else's platform.
And really what they're doing is they're only maintaining ground.
That's right.
What they're doing.
They're not even doing that. They're going backwards.
Yeah, I want to get to
day
that.
Day by day.
I want to get to that. That's their strength, is that they maintain. But through the back door, because of what they tolerate, they actually lose
ground unknowingly.
So here's the difference between that and somebody who's willing to go and take a stand. It's, for instance, in a war. You don't fight a war to maintain your ground. You fight a war to win the war and gain ground.
No.
But these people aren't doing that. They're maintaining ground that you folks and men and women have bled and died for. That's their ground. They bought that with their blood. They set as gatekeepers to try to maintain, but they continually lose more and more every year. Their only victory is, well, I saved this, but you lost this. Yeah, but I saved this.
Yeah, but that's right. I mean, hello. That's like sitting there saying boat's sinking and you're floating on one piece of the boat.
That's right.
And the rest of it sunk with all the people.
Mm-hmm. But we got
you're
going to
sit there and justify
boat.
Yourself by saying you saved that piece of the boat and your own hide?
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it comes down to, is your own hide, coward.
Yep.
Hide. Mm-hmm. Skin.
That's right. Leather hide.
Man, you know I ain't playing, dude.
Leather hide.
Folks.
I think they need to be trained under the flame.
Isn't it interesting to observe the unlawful radicals when they are attacking we the people and our foundations? They shout and then they shoot. They attack and then they cry victim. And there's no question or no doubt in my mind whatsoever that famous quote, when speaking the truth becomes a revolutionary act, we're in those days. Have you observed the diplomatic character that so many have taken on these days in dealing with the unlawful radicals? These are the self-proclaimed conservatives of the day. These are they that are careful not to offend the criminals that trample the sacrifice of our veterans, because they're content to talk in circles rather than to hold the line and preserve their country from enemies, from without, and from within. In essence, they try to save face, and all the while, what do? They lose face.
Mm-hmm.
Or what of them that are politically correct, you know, the politically minded people of the day? These are they that fall right in line with whatever everyone else says and does, as they willfully relinquish their sovereignty to a foreign power. Or what of them that call themselves Christians? They love to wear the name, but the character of Christ is nowhere to be found. These are them that don't want to mar their reputation for obeying God's word. And then through their disobedience to God and man and to their country, they have the audacity to call it love when in fact it is a lack thereof.
Now, they don't want to grieve the Spirit.
Yeah, we seen that last week here, didn't we? As I say at the beginning of the show, it's a terrible place, folks, to be where and in when your brains are in someone else's head, namely the media's state-run, that being. Can you imagine if one in our military or perhaps a police officer, of course with the law on their side, America, I'm talking to you, with the law on their side,
right,
were to care what people thought of them, talking about a military man or a police officer, when upholding our Constitution, and by the way, do consider the price paid, or even to enforce them laws of our lands towards them that commit crimes against the law abiding. Oh, and by the way, don't overlook judgment because of kindness, folks. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Keep that into the equation too, please. What if one in our military who says that he loves his country, what would you think if he were to say, I know that we are incessantly under attack from a foreign country, but that country will call me a hater if I enforce our laws against their crimes and against us, the American people. When in fact it is love for his God, his people, and his country that fulfills that law against the crime. Or what if a police officer says, I know that man over there, he's a criminal, he's a murderer, he's an adulterer, or he's a thief or a liar. But because I don't want to be called names by the media or the criminal and them of the popular opinion, well, I'm just going to let it slide. Sounds much like America, doesn't it, folks? Instead of calling that man a hero, you would, if you were in a right state of mind, call that man a coward, a traitor to his God, to his people, and of course to his country. As I've often so many times have said, America would not have a left if the right would do the right thing all of the time. And instead of bringing forth justice, America, they want to sit around and complain about it. And what are they complaining about? What it is that they tolerate. So what does it come to, folks? Does it come to saving face? Or does it come down to this? Let's save our country. Because Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus made himself of no reputation, and our forefathers surely didn't do that when they were called terrorists by the tyrant King George. So what does it come down to, folks? Saving face and our reputation, or saving our country and honoring God? We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Right before the break, we were talking about saving face or saving your country. You know, one of the things that I notice when I observe that, because I love that train of thought, it's patriotic, it's American, it's constitutional, it's foundational. It's laid for and it's laid by those that have gone through trials and tribulations to give us the things that we have, namely our country.
That's right.
So it comes from them that experience knowledge to bring forth wisdom. And this is the wisdom I'm talking about. And by the way, it's the same thing the veterans have bestowed upon us on a daily basis still today. But it's interesting how people will equate love to hate. Love to me, and where I can identify real love, by the way, American love, is in the sacrifice. And I can see and identify hate from those that are unwilling to sacrifice. And America's got it completely backwards. And when we take a look at that, let me give you a couple examples. Love sacrifices. There's no question in anybody's mind in our country that the veterans love our country. There's no question in anybody's mind at all. That's love because there's sacrifice linked to it. Now, when you look in Scripture, it says this, greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's exactly what the veterans are doing. Or God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His son died for us. Just like many sons are dying for us today, America, in the natural. Or how about this one, 1 John 4:10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to die for us to be the propitiation of the sacrifice for our sins. Just think about that. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. So it's a sacrificial love. That's where we see real love, where there is sacrifice. Outside of real sacrifice, you don't see love. But you see those that are sacrificing being called haters by those that don't sacrifice.
That's right.
Which one's dying to magnify the laws of our land? Right? We see the essence in the heart of the gospel. We see the essence in the heart of a patriot when we understand real love is demonstrated. and it's a sacrificial love. Mm-hmm. But again, what do we see today? We see just the exact opposite, and we need to get away from that, folks. The Bible says, let love be without dissimulation, false appearance. Let love be of a not a counterfeit love, a fiend love. Not counterfeit, but real.
That's right.
And it's completely contrary. And folks, we got to get back to our foundations to understand the price paid. That's key. That's the heart right there. We have to understand the price paid for what we have. And so does the generation behind us. Because if they don't see the price paid, they're just going to go along with what the illegal radicals are promoting on a daily basis. If you're not outraged by what you see in this country today through this administration, you're un-American. There's no way you can call yourself an American and be okay with what's going on in this administration. Well, they are eradicating, trampling underfoot the sacrifice paid for us,
right,
which was the blood of the veterans. Same thing in spiritual situations. But aside of that, I wanted to share that because I thought it was so important that we make the distinction between love and hate.
Mm-hmm.
And when people sit there and call me hater, when I'm the one magnifying the law through sacrifice, it really gets the goat. I don't like it. You know what? And to be quite honest with you, when I hear people that don't sacrifice for a country complain, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking you. You say you're offended and you're not in the fight with me, I don't care. And by the way, I don't need your advice neither.
That's right.
If you have blood on the post, let me see it. I'll tell you what, then you're my brother, then you're my sister, but outside of that, I don't want to hear about anything.
It's the difference between a historian telling the story and somebody who's actually been there.
That's what King David said. I know more than the ancients because I keep the testimonies of the Lord.
Yep.
And that's exactly right. Exactly. Practice what you preach, then you'll have a testimony, and people will respect your message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, they'll be afraid of your message, too.
MLK said it. When a people get caught up with that which is right and they're willing to sacrifice for it, that's the key. Number one, it has to be right. Number two, you have to be willing to sacrifice for it. There's no stopping point short of victory. There is no redemption without sacrifice. You just can't have it. That's what redemption is. It's blood shed for you. It's life shed for you. And that redemption sealed and secured laws that now will protect that gift that was given to you. So those laws, you can see who really is the enemy when they start pointing at the laws that were blood-bought to establish, to protect blood-bought rights and liberties. That's why it's important to know the sacrifices you said before. Because if you see blood on the post, then you say, ooh, that's important. I'm not going to touch that. I'm not going to disrespect that. But when you don't see the blood, then all you see is the law, and you hear somebody saying, you can't do this, and then your natural reaction, that nature within inside of you, says, well, I want to do what somebody told me I can't. But you won't when you see redemption.
Let me give you an analogy as to what I was talking about. This is hate. We have 58,000 men and women die in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
There are those that thought they were doing the right thing. It's not the men and women that had to go to Vietnam that risked their lives. It's not their fault. It's Congress's fault. But yet we have those that hate at the airports protesting those that just laid down their lives, literally in many cases, to give them the right to protest. But the problem is in America, we think we got liberty now that we can do whatever we want outside of the law, when in fact it's only confined to the law.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we have? We have a bunch of liberals.
Yep.
Lower the law, you dim the light, by which men now perceive their guilt. No one's guilty anymore. Why? Because this government, this administration, has lowered the law, and they have said to the lawless, go ahead and do whatever you want to do, not knowing that they're being used as a political battering ram to give power to a foreign power.
That's right.
And don't doubt me. And by the way, that wasn't a Rush Limbaugh one either, but I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about.
You can see those that are standing on the right side in the 60s when you had the Vietnam conflict or war, whatever you want to call it. You have one group of people that were hippies, smoked dope, free love, lawless people protesting against the war. The way that they protested is they protested the troops. Then you had a guy like MLK who was equally against the war, but for the right reasons, because he was caught up with that which is right. Not demonizing our troops, but doing it the right way. You always know by the methods.
What do we hear from these New World Order jokers? And I'm talking about the extremist bunker freaks.
Mm-hmm.
What do we hear? Oh, you know, those kids shouldn't have went over the war in the first place. Well, wait a second. They went to magnify the Constitution. They went to honor their country. They did it out of obedience. If there was something wrong with the Congress that sent them, Well, then why didn't you deal with them before they sent your kids?
That's right.
It's a great question. I'm asking the question. Oh, I just don't agree with that. Well, then I'll tell you what. If you don't agree with that, then it tells me that you're an enemy to your country. I agree with what our forefathers used to do. If they called a war, they'd be the first ones to go.
That's right. They were the generals.
That's right. And now look at where it's come to. Now we even hear the supposed patriots saying, you know, those boys shouldn't be over there in the first place. Then go after Congress and deal with them. They're there to serve your values, not to change them. To change them is your duty, sir. To change them is your duty, ma'am. Then go deal with the Congress so they don't send your boys next time because there's an up-and-coming generation that's going to have to go sooner or later because you already see it on the horizon. A lot of money to be made in war, folks. And who would capitalize off on that more than those stinking real New World Order jokers? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Let's get it into perspective. Let's put in scope those that need to be put in scope. First ourselves, and then secondly, those that we need to correct. Mm-hmm. We can't correct anything until we first correct ourselves before God. And by the way, you cannot love men and women until you first love God. There's no way. Or can you have a love for your country? How ridiculous. Yeah.
Nor can you correct society without God.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Nobody likes hypocrites. Nobody does. Nobody likes those that sit there and say what they should do when they see that they themselves don't practice what they preach. Yeah. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. No, Jesus rebuked them people in Matthew 23 and Jeremiah 23 more than anybody did. Nobody rebuked the hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Yet what do you see? Through the blindness of men's eyes and the deafness of their hearing, they say, oh, those are Christians. Look at them hypocrites. Well, if you read your Bible, which you will be accountable before God on Judgment Day, regardless if you like it or not, the bottom line is you have a responsibility because you have the same book. So if you see a lack of Christianity or a lack of patriotism, then correct yourself and be all the more stronger in your faith or in your patriotism. Lead the way, folks. That's what leaders are. You know, as a leader, as an overseer, as a show host, I have a responsibility, and if something goes wrong, guess who I go to first? I go to God in his word, just like David did. I set thy judgments before me that I might not offend thee. Leaders correct themselves, because if they don't, they're nobody's leaders. Hey, listen, if the blind lead the blind, then they all end up in the ditch. We don't need to be hanging out in the ditch, folks. We need to get on that straight and narrow and keep going forward because I believe we can win the day. And I believe we are winning the day, folks. I do. Like it or not. Folks, I get people mad at me for giving them hope. You don't know what they don't like about the hope that I offer? That they have to. That's exactly right. They have to be responsible.
Now I got to do something?
That's right. We got Matthew in North Dakota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello? You guys there?
Yeah, we're here. How are you?
All right, dude. I just want to echo what you guys are saying. That's awesome. You guys are spot on. And it's so true. I was actually just reading a commentary, but I think it was Finney the other day. And it was talking about how the quintessential work of Satan is to turn the word love against itself.
That's right.
And make it look like hate.
Yep.
You know, it's like to the modern man, the flesh, especially the modern church, it's like they're so unwilling to stand up for what everybody is calling hate, but really they're the ones doing the hating themselves because
that's right.
They're not standing up for the truth, even if they know it's true.
Can I make a point here real quick? We were just in Iowa last week, and when we were in Iowa, there was none of the churches except one out of the five churches that Jake called that actually put a hand out and said, you guys can come on over here. But it took us about 3 days to get it. It's a lack of love. Yet that's all they preach is love. Uh-huh. And it's a counterfeit love. What, you love the younger generation so much that you're not willing to fight for them? You stinking hypocrites. Can you hold on for a minute and we'll pull you into the next segment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll be right
back. The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jake and Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's go ahead and pull Matthew back up in North Dakota. Hey, now, what was your point again? Bring that up. That was really good.
Well, I was reading a commentary, and Finney was talking about how if you're satisfied with the way that the church is nowadays, and
you're talking about Charles Finney, right?
And you don't see that.
For some reason.
Out in North Dakota, signal's a little weak.
You got two ears and one mouth.
That's right.
There's a reason God gave you two ears and one mouth. Now, just real quick, I'm having fun with you. Now, you're talking about Charles Finney.
Yeah.
The great awakening preacher back in the
1700s. Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. And then what was your point? No, it was in the 1800s.
I mean,
yeah.
The greatest.
He was an awakening preacher.
Is turning the word love against itself. You know, it's like, the way that the world sees love and the way that Christians need to see love and the way that the Bible sees love is sacrifice. But it's like the world sees that differently and instead makes it selfish. And that's lust. I mean, that's just straight up lust. That's all it is itching of the flesh, you know? And it's like if the church doesn't stand up and do its job. I was just talking to one of my friends the other day, actually, about your school assembly in Dunkerton. And he was saying how, you know, the church shouldn't have a right to bring their opinions into public schools. But it's like, that's like saying the doctor should have the right to know the cure for the disease, but not have the ability to practice it.
So I got a question for you. Just kind of take a breath in between words here, bro.
Dakota.
No, that's great. Can I ask you a question just to put everybody at ease real quick, especially all those libertarians out there that don't like God? Who gave government?
God did.
Through Moses, right? Is that why Moses is on the civil buildings throughout the United States of America? I think that's probably what. Okay, I'm just curious to know. So when we're talking about lines between church and state, perhaps, isn't that to bar the government from what they're doing today rather than the other way around?
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be getting in the way of the church to speak the truth into the hearts of men.
That's the whole purpose.
It's so
that's right.
To think it's the other way around.
Right. Okay, so your point was about love. You know, when you look at, if you really want the definition of love, well, then we look at, let's go to the natural again. We see love demonstrated through our veterans. And then if we look at Christ on the cross in spiritual matters, we see love demonstrated by what? His sacrifice.
That's right.
And
a greater
that's
man, a greater love has no man than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. Right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So in saying all that to say this, if it's not a sacrificial love, it's not love at all.
That's right. No
and that's what's amazing about it. So did you make your point, Matt?
What's that?
Did you make your point?
No, yeah, that's right.
I just want to make sure.
That's exactly what you guys are saying.
Okay, cool. All right, well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We lost two calls over here. What's going on? I think it's their fault. They knew Carrie was back there, and she was an angry elf.
She scares people.
Yeah, so.
That's why she's not in the air.
Okay, great point.
It is.
Turn love against itself.
And if
that's right.
And you turn law against itself. You turn. You know, I was just reading this morning. The Lord, or King David says.
You mean someone is reading
the Lord,
to you, Jake?
That's true. That was funny. I saw an interviewer. A guy said, "Oh, you mean somebody read that to you?" Cause he said, "I just read your book." Yeah. He said, somebody. So, anyways, I was reading this morning, and the Lord said, "Well, David said in the Book of Psalms, the Lord judgeth the righteous." And I thought, David, oftentimes when he talks about judgment. It's for the righteous. Judgment is good.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment is very good.
It establishes righteousness, and it puts the fear of God not to commit the crime, folks.
That's right. And if you're somebody who's been violated by the law, what do you want?
Justice.
Exactly. So want judgment.
No, wait a second. What happens when someone's... What'd you say?
I said, what happens when somebody has been violated by somebody
else? By the criminal.
Else? That's right.
By the criminal.
That's
you
right.
said by the law.
Ooh,
yes.
Not good.
No.
When somebody
That's
else,
why
when somebody's
I'm here.
Been violated by the criminal, thank you.
Yes.
Then what does he want? He wants judgment.
That's right.
Nowadays, when
he
you
wants the law
hear,
to be magnified
judgment.
Again against that crime.
And that is judgment.
That's how you establish righteousness.
That's how you magnify.
Yep.
The law is worthless unless there's judgment. So
right.
the only way the law can truly protect is if there is judgment. So judgment is a phrase that's used. Don't judge me.
Yep.
Don't judge this person. Don't judge in the church. Oh, God forbid. No, no, no. If you look at it in Scripture, it's actually in a positive context because David doesn't say, the Lord judgeth the wicked. The Lord judgeth the righteous. For his benefit. That's what judgment is for. The word law. What do most people think of law? Well, law tells me what I can't do. No, if you really look at it, law protects. Thou shalt not kill. What is it doing? It's protecting life.
That's
Thou
right.
shalt not steal. What is it doing? It's protecting your property. Thou shalt not lie. What's it doing? It's protecting your conscience.
And what do the lawless want? They don't want law That's until right. it's there to protect them.
That's right. So then what they do is they bring up things called hate laws. And then they get people called hate people, hate mongers.
Haters.
So they turn
bigots.
It against themselves. And that's why when they take divine words like love or like law or like judgment and they try to twist them against themselves, the only reason they could convince you is because you haven't studied yourself to understand what those words truly mean.
It just takes a little common sense.
Folks,
those that are sitting there walking around talking about how you're haters and you're bigots because you don't agree with them, let me ask you the real simple question. Mm-hmm. Who's doing the attacking?
Yep.
That's all you have to ask. That shows everybody who's doing the hating.
That's right.
They ain't protecting anybody but themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they trying to protect?
Their crimes
because they're at war with God.
That's right.
Don't ever forget that. The homosexuals, for example, aren't at war with Muslims. Muslims are at war with them. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
They're at war with the homosexuals, and the homosexuals are at war with anybody that's on God's side in their country.
That's it.
Wow. Because they go hand in hand. Just ask Southern Poverty Law Center.
Oh, yeah.
Who aims and puts in their sights, which, by the way, is a discredited organization, and they are doing the hating, by the way.
Yes, they are.
Who are they aiming at? Christian organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they know where law comes from, and it doesn't work for their crime.
That's right.
And so, therefore, if they want their crime to work, then they have to get rid of, guess what? Law. But what they don't realize is they're subjecting themselves to a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
And tyrants want lawless people to control. That's where they find themselves in the hole that they themselves have dug.
And lawless
people.
They
just haven't figured that out yet because they've never had to endure that in this country yet.
Lawless people are easy to eradicate. Doesn't take much to eradicate them, and they just get used. The great example is, why do the homosexuals not decry Islam?
That's right.
You never hear them decrying Islam.
Well, let me take it a step further. How come they're not decrying Jerry Sandusky?
For protecting
the boys. We just
had
a reporter in here last week that was a homosexual. Cool guy. Super cool guy. He would have nothing to do with the facts.
I say dangerously cool.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the facts. Just his opinion and his homosexual lifestyle. I didn't know that it was the media's job to promote homosexuality. Guess what the media is doing, folks?
Yes, they are.
Promoting homosexuality. I didn't know it was their job to promote and advocate the murder of babies in the womb. Guess what they're doing, folks? Advocating murder for babies in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's all you have to do, folks, is open up your eyes and see who the real enemy to your country is.
Yep.
That's all it is. I'll take the heat. I'm cool with it. I love you enough to take and endure trials, tribulations, and persecutions. But I want to tell you this, if you're listening to me on a daily basis, except Sundays, well, then you should be learning something. Go online, study us out, find out who we are, because we're not a bunch of talkers without deeds. That don't fly. That just doesn't fly here, and it never will fly here. If you call yourself a patriot, I hope you're doing what you're saying. Because faith without works is dead, and people are tired of the hypocrisy. Folks, we can win the day, and we are winning the day. I don't want you to lose hope. And by the way, that's another one of the things that the media is continuously promoting. Hopelessness. They promote the crime, and then they promote hopelessness. What's the sense? And then guess what comes behind that, folks? We need a new system. Really? We have the longest standing constitution known to mankind, and we need a new system. No, we need new people in the government to uphold the old system. We don't need anything new, folks. We don't need... Hey, let me ask the question, folks. How's that new thing working out for you?
That's right.
How's it working out for you, folks? Things getting better without God? In disobedience to God? Are things working better for your generations behind you coming up, springing up? On your heels, because I'll tell you what, if you don't love them enough to fight for them, they're going to curse you.
That's right.
They will.
Well, you see it nowadays.
Yes, you do.
You sure do.
That's why they're always kicking up. Oh, and by the way, that's by design.
Mm-hmm. Separate the families.
It's incredible to me.
Yep. And
but
it's
here
all,
we are.
It's all aimed at that which is good and that which is right and that which is the source of liberty. Hopeless, you brought up with the media. They're always pushing hopelessness because people who are hopeless want answers. It's key. Well, they're hopeless. Now they'll listen to the answer we got to say.
I got a quick fact here. The Statue of Liberty is one of the largest statues ever made. It's 151 feet high. It weighs 45,000 pounds, and it is made of copper. This is what I want you to hear. The people of France gave us this beautiful symbol of our country. It showed how much the French people thought of the freedom in our country and all over the world. The torch in the statue's right hand is a symbol of freedom, folks. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet stands for the Declaration of Independence, and at her feet is broken chain, which means we are a free country. Let's remain free and uphold who we are. Read the Constitution. Many died so you could have it. You got Bradley and Jacob, the Sons of Liberty. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We will talk at you tomorrow for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone.
And we are